Hey, welcome to Living Free Being Me podcast. I'm Jeff Miller, your host. Coming to you today, I've been thinking about something. I've been thinking about it a lot today. And I kind of thought it was worthy of, a few minutes of recorded time by me. So, but I've been thinking, what is truly the difference between failure and success? And what does failure and success both breed? And what my mind has came up with, and I can't keep it from going in this continuous circle, which I think that's exactly what success and failure is. You know, I think a lot of times failure breeds determination and work ethic, which leads to success. And oftentimes, success breeds complacency and growth of egos, which takes us right back to failure again. You know, so how do we break that cycle? Because I'm not sure. I don't know that I've ever reached the pinnacle of success, but I've certainly hit some lows on the failure meter. And like right now, I just feel like I kind of hover someplace in, some kind of galaxy of just here. So, but I think there's got to be a way to leverage both of those things, because they're both obviously good for us. You know, I think failure probably is to an extent better than success, because it inserts a certain drive or a need, whereas success, again, a lot of times complacency and a mindset of want. So if we can find that happy medium in there someplace where, you know, you've not reached the pinnacle of success, but you're still striving for it, and you're working hard, and you don't let your ego get out of check, and you keep your wants back in the failure category, and only supply your needs, or only strive for your needs. You know, maybe that's how we overcome it. And yeah, I look at people like Nick Saban, Alabama's head football coach. Okay. Now, he has reached the pinnacle of success, but oftentimes I think he still has that great West Virginia roots, work ethic, and a desire to ensure that he doesn't fail. So that has kept him on the successful side of the meter, but it's not allowed him to fall into the completely egotistical, arrogant person on the verge of going over the other side of success. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's kind of the way I think. And but you know, you take people. You know, we can look at the people that have risen, and their egos get way out of check. And, you know, there's another certain football coach. I don't particularly say his name. I don't particularly like to say his name, so I won't. But I will say that he does have ties to Ross County, Ohio. But however, you know, he's kind of the opposite, man. His ego got way out of check, right? And he didn't keep his values in line with what he was preaching, per se. And, you know, so, and he failed. He failed mightily. And to a lot of people's, well, not to a lot of people. He caused the demise or failure of a lot of other people, because his ego got in the way, and his inability to remember what he was striving for. You know, you have to be able to give other people credit. You have to be able to work with other people. And you have to not allow yourself to become so in love with yourself that you don't see what the heck is going on, man. You know, again, you know, the coaching profession, I think, is full of rise and fall of egos. And you know, another guy in the SEC, Lane Kiffin. I think Lane Kiffin, I like him. I'd hang out with Lane Kiffin, right? In a heartbeat. Nick Saban as well. Other dude, nah. No interest. But Lane Kiffin, you know, he was riding high. Young dude, getting all kinds of coaching jobs, big time jobs, bouncing, and he falls on some hard times, and he actually gets fired in the middle of a season and takes a step back and think, you know, where do I go from here? And he lands in the coach's rehabilitation center down at University of Alabama and gets mentored by Nick Saban. And the next thing you know, old Lane's got him a new head coaching job down at Florida Atlantic. I believe it was Florida Atlantic, someplace in Florida. And he's, you know, he's all of a sudden now he's having success again. And then bigger name jobs start coming. They start calling him, and off he goes to the SEC, and he's down at Ole Miss now. And here's where I think not to say that he won't ever switch jobs again, or not to say that he won't screw up again, but I don't think he will. Because I think he's found that little happy zone between success and failure, kind of like Coach Saban has. And he's down there, he's working hard, and he's living a great life, it seems to be. You know, he kind of like adopts, unbeknownst to him, but, you know, my philosophy of living free and being me, he's doing the same thing. And it's great. I love it. But I think he failed so badly, which gave him this unmatched drive to re-energize what he believed in, kind of reevaluate who he was and how he was doing things, listen to some people who do it the right way, and now he's risen back to the top. And I, you know, again, it's a great thing, but I think he's found that in between. And I think that's what we all have to do. We all have to strive for something in between. You know, not necessarily be at the top of our success, nor at the bottom of our failure. You know, kind of see enough failure within what we're doing all the time to keep us reaching for the success that we haven't quite gotten yet. But I think we have to keep pushing those success goals out of the way. You know, push them higher and higher, so that we don't necessarily attain them. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but I just, for whatever reason, it's just been on my mind a lot. So I thought, well, you know, I'll just, I'll spew some Millsorisms at it and see what happens, and see what the reaction is. But, so let's, you know, let's just, so I get, really what it comes down to is just keep working hard. No matter what you've reached, no matter how bad or how good things are, keep working in some way. Whatever your work is, you know, whatever your position, situation is that you've been placed in right now. You know, like me right now, Mr. Mom, a little bit of an entrepreneur, a little bit of sales and hustle, I guess, and football coach. And so, you know, I'm nowhere close to reaching any kind of great success. That's where I'm at right now, and that's where our family, I think, needs me. So in terms of that, yeah, I'm successful. Now I got to find a way to put another layer to it. And then from there, another layer. But keep striving for greatness. But don't ever allow yourself to get in a position where you pat yourself on the back and say I've reached there, because I think that's when we start to fall again. It's when we start to die a little bit inside. It's when we allow our minds to say, hey, well done, buddy, take a rest. Just not a formula for long-term success, I don't think so. But hey, thanks for listening. I hope you have a whole bunch of wonderful moments strung together to make you some great days. Great days strung together to make some great weeks, and everything being positive. So, but again, go live free and be you. I'm gonna live free and be me. I'm Jeff Miller, and I'm out of here.